Morning. Welcome to our Tuesday. I lost 3 days here. 2 days. Sorry about that. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Feel like I'm improving each day, but going to try to keep today's broadcast a little shorter. Try to save my voice and let it rest a little bit as we head into the weekend. Been talking and praying this week about the living in awe of Christ and this awe of Christmas and what it looks like in our life. And been unwrapping the encounter of the shepherds with Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And today we're going to talk and pray a little bit about the awe of hearing. In Luke 2, verse 18, it says, "And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." I think sometimes we get so busy in life that the sounds around us they're just there. The voices, the information, the news. And we don't really hear like we ought to hear. But there was something about the urgency and the message that the shepherd shared that said all who heard it were amazed. And it makes me wonder, what does it take to amaze us? As we gaze into the Word of God, how often are we amazed at the message that it contains? As we listen to others and how God has worked in their life, how often are we amazed at what He has done that matches and agrees with what He has said in His Word He will do? And I think sometimes we become so skeptical that we lose that amazement and we dismiss it, or we're not really listening intently. When I think about this awe of hearing, I think about the awe of hearing the Word of God and letting it permeate our life so that when others hear the message of Jesus from us, it spreads that awe and that reverence, because they can sense that not only the message is true, but it's powerful. They can see in us an example of the transformation. You see, Jesus came to call people to repentance. Sometimes we get so caught up in His love and His mercy and His acceptance and all of those things that are true, and we tend to focus in on what we want to hear. But the awe of hearing is hearing and understanding. It's responding to the full message of the gospel. That we're not condemned and we can't stay the same either. And when we truly hear the good news of Jesus, it transforms our very core of who we are. And when we truly share the good news of Jesus, it ought to produce awe in those who truly hear. Today, as we live life, we have opportunity, if we're willing, to be those who hear, those who allow the message of God's work to amaze us. And we also have opportunity to be able to help others to hear as we share a message of God working in our life that brings amazement. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us a message that we not only can respond to and need to respond to, it gives us a message to share with others so that they can respond. Father, help us when we hear your message to respond with amazement, with reverence, with awe, with an acceptance, with a willingness to be transformed and to be changed. And Father, may we gaze deeply into your word so that the message we share is complete. Forgive us for those times where we've manipulated your word, we've manipulated your message to please ourselves, to please those that would hear. May we trust in the content of your word to bring amazement, to bring awe to those that would hear. And Father, help us to not simply be those that are hearers of your word, but also those who do what it says. And as we hear and put into practice the truth of your word, may we consistently lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.